The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the guests and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Networking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number one, .com. The show is also brought to you by Flash Forward Sites. The proof is in your numbers. Learn more at flashforwardsites.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I traded it
all. Welcome to the show, everyone. You know, I love my show. I really do. I hope everybody else does too. I think you all do. I've been doing it for so long here, 13 years, coming up to 14 years here on KFNX. And it's all about talking about but what other people do. It's not about me. It's about everybody else. My first guest has been on with me now several times. And what I love about my guests, like people like my first guest, is I become friends with them. So I have with me now Deborah Olson, and she is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. You know, welcome to back to my show. I have to thank you for being on so much, and how you help women and you empower them in a different way, you know, a certain way. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Thank you so much, Carol. It is so awesome to be back with you today. I just love being your guest so much. Well, my business here in Houston, Texas, is a counseling business. It's at GalleriaCounseling.com if anyone wants to check it out. And I really spend my time trying to make a difference in women's lives. I partner with them to help them through depression, anxiety issues, life transition issues, sometimes postpartum depression and things to do with being a new mom. So I really do all of it. I do the whole gamut through the lifespan of women. And that has been just so gratifying for me. I've been doing it for 2 decades. Before that, I was an RN, and I worked in OB-GYN. And so my passion was in helping women at the bedside and postpartum, also labor and delivery, newborn nursery. And I loved partnering with women as they became a mom and started that journey. So what I did is I decided to turn a little bit from doing the physical care in nursing and move into the emotional health care, mental health care, and I went back to school and got 2 more degrees in clinical psychology so that I could be in private practice, which is what I do now. The Healing Power of Girlfriends came out in March of 2019, so not quite 2 years ago, and since then I have been on, not during COVID, but before COVID hit, I was on book tours throughout the United States from coast to coast, meeting wonderful, wonderful women who told me stories about how my book helped them through becoming a new widow, or helped them realize the true value of girlfriends through different really difficult struggles they were going through. So it's been such a great journey. I have enjoyed every bit of it. And now we're in COVID, so now I'm helping women through that. And boy, it has been quite the year, hasn't it, Carol?
It really has. And so many people out there, whether it's you or someone that you know, we know people who are lonely right now, who have lost someone in our and their lives or our
yes.
lives. Dealing with loneliness probably is big time right now. I want to talk about the book. But I also want to open up the lines of the audience right away for everybody to get entered into win. We're giving away a book here, and whether it's you or someone, you're going to love the book. I've read the book, and it's so interesting. But the stories, I love the stories, and I love the way that you help people at the end of each chapter kind of go dive into it and understand each chapter and what they really mean. But thinking about yourself, you know, you're deep, yeah. going deep into yourself. Let's talk a little bit about the book real quickly so that I can go ahead and open it up to the audience for everyone.
Sure, absolutely. So the book is really an excellent little tool for women to just have on their bedside table. It's got chapters in there about making new friends, dealing with toxic friends, how to deal with difficult situations where you feel like you're being backstabbed or attacked by a so-called friend. So it has real-life stories and examples. Also, I share wonderful friendships that I have been a part of through the years, and I have been super blessed in that department. I have sort of collected friends, I like to say. I'm a friend collector. Mm-hmm. I have moved around the United States for my husband's career, and at each new place I have moved, I have made wonderful new girlfriends, but I've kept the old friends from the previous place. So I have been very blessed in that category, and I do share some real-life stories of my own, which I think make the book seem really personable, and it comes alive. The other thing I will say is my book has been used as a book club for women. So if you know somebody that is looking for a book to read in their girlfriend's book club or their neighborhood book club, this is a great little find, because at the end, as you said, Carol, of each chapter are discussion questions. And that lends it, yes.
Go ahead.
It lends itself really well for a book club discussion around the table where you try and go deep, and the questions really dive into some things maybe we don't think about right out of the gate. So it does dive deep into friendships and emotions, and it makes people look at things in a brand new way. And so I have been the guest on many Zoom calls this year in the pandemic. I have been Zooming with book clubs.
Have fun.
And it's been awesome. Just a few weeks ago, I was Zooming with some teachers in Omaha, Nebraska, both current active teachers and retired teachers that have formed a club, and they wanted me to give them a presentation about my book because they had been reading it, and so I did. It's just been the most fun thing to do is share it in that way with women's book clubs, so I'll put that out there too.
Now, it's fantastic. And so what I want to do is open up the lines of the audience for everyone to get entered in to win the book. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. You men that are listening right now, okay, it may not be for you, but you know what? You know women. Everybody knows women. And what we do know is someone right now especially that might be dealing with something like this. Or you know, we all have a friend that's cut into our lives. We've lost our friends. We've got friends that we lose for many reasons, not just death or whatever, but also wonderful reasons of why. Maybe you're looking for new friends right now. So many reasons. The book is fantastic. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Maybe it's you or someone you know. Right now we've got Valentine's Day right around the corner. And maybe you want to give this to a friend of yours, you know? Maybe you want to open up a new friendship again, you know, for an old friendship, rekindle something. What a wonderful thing to do. If you've got a book club, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great book for that as well. 602-277-5369, and toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You can check Deborah out on her website, which is Deborah, and it's Deborah -Olson.com. You can also go to her counseling. I'm going to give it out too, just in case somebody wants to go up there. It's GalleriaCounseling.com.
Yes.
For you, we got a couple of minutes before we go to a break. I hate that these go by so fast sometimes. let me let you just go for it and talk as if it was your own show. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Well, what I'd like to say today is I want to say don't give up. Have hope. We're almost there. We're at the end of this very tough journey, and we all know it's been tough. But we are almost at the finish line. We are at the end of it. And what I want to say to people out there is we're hearing more and more about how depressed everybody is and the statistics that they're telling us right now. I just read some a couple days ago that were done by the American Psychological Association, and 84% of adults are reporting at least one emotion associated with prolonged stress right now, and that's out of a January survey just last month. So this is a time when people are really stressed, they're overwhelmed, they've had it. And what they need to know is, hang on, hope is coming, it's on the way, the vaccines are out, people are getting vaccinated every day. I already got my first one, I'm going to get my second one in a couple days.
Luck out.
He's had both of his. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing I was just thinking. This whole pandemic and everything has really changed the entire world of way we do things. there, some of it has been good. I love the Zoom. I love that now you can do that with anywhere. Anyone that's having a book club anywhere in the world, she can be on that and talk with you. What's a wonderful thing to have the author right there talking to you about their book that they wrote and to be able to dive into it with you. Also, I was thinking about the fact that, yes, we are dealing with a lot of sadness right now. But we also have some happiness. There's always happiness. But women tend to have interesting relationships, even more so than men. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes. We have relationships in a very deep connection kind of way. And guys have friends that they typically, not to say that guys don't have close friends, they do, and sometimes they absolutely are tied in with emotions and they share things emotionally. But guys typically go out on the golf course and hit the ball.
Right.
And they talk over the ball, but they, you know, that's a guy's activity and that's how they share time. Women get together over a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and they really pour their souls out to each other and they share from deep, 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 deep within. That's how we connect. That's how we've been wired by design to connect. So we need to keep doing that. And what they're finding in the studies they're doing right now is one of the things that gives us resilience, which that's what we need to get through the end of this. We need to be resilient. And I have some strategies on that that I can share maybe later in the show. But one of the things we're learning as one of the components to building resilience is to stay connected with our friends and family. So this builds emotional resilience. And so I want to just tell women out there, hey, stay connected to your girlfriends. Now more than ever, it's so important. Even if it's a text or a phone call, doesn't matter. It can't always be person to person right now. But stay connected. That's going to help you through to the end of this.
The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's how to create your best life through female connection. And let me tell you this, too. It's not just for older women. It's for any women. Any the girls, little girls love it. Not little girls, but like, you know, teenagers on up. They love it, too. If you've got a book club, it's phenomenal for that. Call in here. Get entered in to win. 602-277-5369. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Integrity is the word which best describes Axel Communications, a professional full-service security technology company offering the best in sales, design, installation service, and local monitoring. Axel Communications is on the cutting edge of security and access control technology. They provide commercial solutions for various types of systems, including Wevo cloud-based access control, IP-based video systems with access control integration, DMP alarm systems, fire systems, and local approved monitoring. Count on them to be your integrator for all your electronic protection needs by calling Axel Communications today at 623-582-1420 and see why they are the first choice for offering cutting-edge security technology solutions. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Call 623-582-1420 or visit them at axelaz.com. That's axelaz.com.
When someone close to you passes, the grief can feel overwhelming. So when it comes time to make the necessary preparations for your loved one, you can rely on Angel Cremation and Burial in Mesa. Our caring and professional staff knows you're going through a lot, so we focus on helping you understand your options. You only pay for what you truly need. To learn more about our many cremation and funeral services, call 480-962-6435. 480-962-6435. AngelsCremationandBurial.com.
Hey, this is Howie and me Javi. Bravo Insurance Agency offers financial and lifestyle protection for those you love from an agency you can trust. Gain the financial lifestyle security you deserve. Proudly serving individuals, families, veterans, and America's small business community since 1985. For free, no obligation consultation, call us at 480-316-7862. That's 480-316-7862. Like us on Facebook.
The law offices of C. David Martinez, PLLC, CDM Law Firm, is an estate planning law firm offering individualized estate planning. The key to our success is simple. We ask the right questions. Potential clients know right away if our law firm is a good match, ensuring clients receive comprehensive support throughout the estate planning process. We pride ourselves on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. Contact us today at 480-454-1515 or visit cdmlawfirm.com.
With nearly two decades of experience helping women, author and counselor Deborah A. Olson's exciting new book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection, is now available. Women thrive on connection, and research studies continue to show that we are happier and healthier when we share close connections with other women. The Healing Power of Girlfriends provides an engaging combination of personal anecdotes, scientific research, and helpful therapeutic advice. Get your copy today at Amazon.com.
If I traded it all, welcome back. Deborah, I was listening to your ad just now, and the importance of having friends and having, especially for women, it's a scientific fact that it's better for you, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The research really backs that up. We are actually healthier, both physically and emotionally, mentally, when we connect regularly with our girlfriends, and the studies are now telling us some really exciting stuff that we also live longer when we practice that through our lifetime.
Sure. So our lines are open here for everyone to get entered in to win. We're giving one away. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Whether it's you or someone that you know, what a great gift for Valentine's Day. It's right around the corner. This is the book that is forever. It's, you know, you put it on your bedside. There's always things that you can look at and refresh yourself on, but also maybe that you're going to sit down with a bunch of girls that you have in a book club, or even if it's just one girl and you, right? Just give it to them as a little gift or for yourself. The number 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. I know you can get it at Amazon.com, but here we can get it right through me at 602-277-5369 for free. So, okay, let me let you go ahead. What do you want to talk about? What's the most important thing you want to talk about right now for everyone?
Well, what I want to tell people today, because I really want to inspire and offer hope. I think people are tired, and this has been going on for a while, the pandemic, and so people are getting they're really exhausted, and they're overwhelmed and stressed. Moms that are homeschooling their kids while they're trying to work from home. I mean, there's so many different stories of how this is playing out in people's lives. And what I want to tell people is, hang on, the end is in sight. I send out a monthly letter that goes out as an e-blast. And what my letter said last week that went out to all of my participants that received that, my subscribers, then the title of it was Embracing the Light, Love, and Life. And what I talked about in my letter was how we are at the end of this. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see the beacon that is out there. It's been kind of foggy, and we haven't always been able to see that light. But that beacon is coming into sight now. That lighthouse has a light, and we can see it shining. And so just visualize that we're coming closer to that light. We are getting there. We are soon going to be reunited with those that we've been separated from. I have not personally seen grandchildren now for 13 months. So it's been very hard for me because my heart is very much a mama heart and a grandma heart, and that's really tough for me. And so I know how it's been for people. I get it. I've suffered too. But I want to say hope is here. It's just around the corner. Hang on for a little bit longer. We're almost at the finish line, and we need to build resilience right now as we push forward in the last months of this. And I have a few quick tips on that. Would you like me to go ahead and throw those out, Carol, right
now? Sure, go ahead.
All right, so here's some tips on how to build resiliency, and we can all do this. I mentioned a minute ago in the last segment that we can stay connected to friends and family. This does help build emotional resiliency, and that's a big one. We can also maintain a hopeful outlook. So just be cognizant and aware of, are you kind of being, you know, negative all the time, kind of, as people tell me, Debbie Downer. And my name's Debbie or Deborah, so I always kind of bristle when I hear that one. But, yeah, you can be a Debbie Downer. Try to be hopeful. I know it's tough, but this is a good time to really pay attention to your outlook and kind of the mood or kind of how you're viewing things, and try and get some positive in there. Also, keep things in perspective. Try and reframe things and really keep a long-term perspective, not just the day-to-day, which is really tough, but look out there in the distance. We're getting there. Keep that long-term goal that's out there. We're going to get back to our lives. It may be a little bit different than how they were pre-COVID, but we're going to get back to our lives. We're all going to be able to get back there. And then the next one is to take care of your mind and body. That's self-care. We need to be practicing self-care every day. And sometimes you maybe only have 15 or 30 minutes, but go do it. Go do it for yourself. And it can be things like taking a walk, calling a friend, maybe even in the evening taking a bubble bath. Just do whatever you can do that you can really nurture yourself and get that self-care in the equation. And then practice self-acceptance. This is hard because we're all judgmental of ourselves, and we need to really be realistic right now, be positive, be realistic, and forgive yourselves for the daily mistakes that you make. You're going to make mistakes. We all do all the time. But practice self-compassion and self-acceptance. That goes a long ways in helping us to build resiliency.
The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Deborah, you can get this on her website too. I know that
yes.
You can check her out there. It's Deborah-Olson.com. We've got everyone getting entered into win right now. The book, our number here, and I'm going to let everyone call throughout the rest of the show. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. It's also won many awards. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Absolutely. I would love to. So my book has won 5 literary awards, which is, I mean, I'm blown away by that.
Isn't that cool?
I'm just so honored and so humbled to say that I have received 5 awards, and the Nonfiction Book Awards gave me a Bronze Award, which I'm very proud of. The Living Now Awards gave me a medal. I got another one from it's an indie authors organization, and they, because I'm an independent published author, and they award authors that are indie published. And so I just, the awards are all laid out on both of my websites that you have mentioned, Carol, and the awards are there. But these are really precious to my heart because I feel this is my first book, and to be the recipient of 5 literary awards last year in 2020 just completely blows me away. So I am very honored. And what that tells me is that the people that critiqued my book found something in it that they really felt needed to be recognized, and it needed to be awarded. And I think that's because of the nature of the type of self-help book that it is. It really does have an impact when you read those words and these real-life stories that are in the book.
Again, it's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. Call us here and get entered into win. We're going to let everyone call throughout the rest of the show, 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You know, I was thinking about, you said we were talking about book clubs and stuff like that. There's people that get together for all sorts of things. You don't have to just be in a
yes.
book club, though it's fun to do that with you. But maybe
yes.
you have a group of friends that you meet with all the time, and you just want to bring this book along and go, look at this, guys. This is so cool. And maybe do something like this with someone else, you know, girlfriends, I should say. There's so many different ways. What are your final words for today? What do you want to leave them with, you know, with your good words?
Yes, today, Carol, what I'd like to say is, just in view of how I know that people are suffering out there with the cumulative effect of the last year, I just want to really encourage and instill hope in your audience today and tell people, hang on, it's been a wild ride, we're all very tired, but we're at the end, so hang on a little bit longer. Find a way to develop the resilience we talked about earlier. Grab onto your girlfriends and your family, those connections that are so vital. We're going to finish this wild ride out, and then we're going to look back on this in years down the road and say, gosh, that was hard, but we got through it.
But we got through it, and we got through it. One of the best ways to get through it is with our friends. And if you
yes.
have lost some friends right now, you know, anybody that you know, somebody that might have lost a friend too, give them the book. We're going to leave our lines open for the rest of the show, 602-277-5369. Check her out. It's Deborah-Olson.com.